We continue along, joined by John Squires. And, John, let's take a look at some of the teams as you see them this year. We've only played 1 week of high school football here on the North Shore. But who's hot? Who do you think's hot?
Well, first of all, Billy, I think the two top teams may be early, very early, observations of conference are Marblehead and Danvers. Marblehead took care of a strong, well, not a strong, but from a strong lead, Walpole last week handily and looked pretty good, did not make many mistakes. And Danvers, after they got things rolling, took care of a Winthrop in their first game. So those look good. Also, Beverly had a real good showing. As you know, you guys did the Beverly-Wakefield game last week. So Beverly is very strong, too. And I look for Classical to maybe be the most important improved team in the conference. Timmy Phelps over there has it rolling. They kind of let one get away. A lot of reasons the other night, 21-19 to a Gloucester team. And then, of course, Gloucester, I think, is not rebuilding. They're reloading. So I look at those teams right there in the conference to probably be the highlight teams. And then the rest of the pack is somewhat improved. I think Swampscott's very improved. I think we're going to see them on Saturday against Classical. I think they have a tall order, but I think they're going to be very good. Bobby Serino's done a great job over there. He's in his second year. He's got a real good coaching staff with Chris Cameron, who was a player of the year, and Peter Bush, who was a player of the year. So I look for them to be pretty much improved. And then the rest of the, you got Salem, you got Lynn English, you got Revere and Saugus, they're going to be fighting to try to maintain a competition through the conference. So it should be an interesting year, Billy.
Well, you mentioned a bunch of things there, and you look at Gloucester. They're in that South division. So a lot of folks are now saying, oh, Gloucester, they're the team to win it all in the South. But they've got to go through Winthrop, and there are some other teams, obviously, to go through as well, including the Swampscott team that we'll be seeing on Saturday. So there'll be a lot to say. The other thing, too, that and up north, I mean, the North Division is just kind of packed with the teams that look like they could contend, including Marblehead, Beverly, and Danvers, just among the top three, possibly the top three. And then, you know, we'll see how Classical does. I think the Classical game this weekend is going to be a good barometer game for them to see how they go and to see how they might go this year.
You know, the thing about Classical is, and I'm sure Timmy's trying to instill that in the kids, is they got to learn how to win. They got to learn when it comes to crunch time. They had a chance the other night. Now, I did not see the game. I read about it or observed it and talked to a few people about it. They got to get that hurdle. They got to win. So this Saturday is a very big game for them. Swampscott's 1-0. So in Swampscott's mind, they've been practicing hard all week. I think it might be an upset if they beat Classical, or early season upset, but Swampscott believes they can beat Classical. So Swampscott, in that South division, or the small division if you want to call it that, has a big game coming up with Gloucester next Friday night, and in their mind, if they can jump out to 2-0, that could be interesting.
Yeah, no doubt. The other thing I kind of noticed, John, in the first week of the season is defense is ahead of offenses. In many cases, not all cases, but in many cases. And I think Classical might be in that boat. Swampscott might be in that boat. Two teams that we're going to see on Saturday. Wakefield, Beverly might be in that boat as well.
Yeah, I agree. It's like baseball, early season type things, where one pitching or hitting, or usually hitters are, you know, are a little bit more on target till they to them pitchers and so forth. In football, defense is a lot easier to start in preseason right away and have your, especially if you have some seniors. I'm a big believer in seniors playing at the high school level and seniors out of nowhere coming and having great seasons. And it's a little different than college. So defense is always ahead of the offense. But we do have some offensive weapons. I think you're going to see Marblehead's offense shine. I think you're going to see Beverly's offense shine. I think Danvers, Matt Andreas had 184 all-purpose yards last week against Winthrop in three quarters. I think you're going to see that. And Gloucester has that real good running back. So, I mean, I think the offense is going to come around, but you're right. And defense can keep you in a game. Defense, you know, offense wins games, defense wins championships.
Yeah. You know, we're looking, I heard a little talk in the last week or so about the divisions and how teams are lined up in the Northeastern Conference. And, you know, for the most part, they seem to make some sense, except maybe Gloucester being down in the South. But Gloucester's enrollment is down, as I know Tim Kearns and Rick Moore point out to us. So it's not a bad fit, really. It's just probably the way it has to be. But up in that North Division, like I said, I think it's a team we've kind of left out of the discussion a little bit is Revere. If they're in that South Division, you know, they've been very solid the last few years. I mean, Coach Ciccatelli's done a nice job with them, and they've you know, they've been very consistently good. You know,
They let one get away from last week. They lost 30. They put 28 points on the board against a Medford team, which is much improved. And they, I'm sure deep down he was disappointed. He did not portray that to his players, but I'm sure they put 28 points on the board. So Revere, and he's been working very, very hard. And you're right, they could be the sleeper in that South Division. But I think in that South Division, looking at those teams, Gloucester's the team to beat. And in the North Division, you have anybody. You have Beverly, you have Marblehead, you have Danvers. Let's not forget Peabody. Peabody it could come out of nowhere, and then you got Lynn English, who has got a good coaching staff and good athletes, so they're going to turn the corner. And then of course Classical, so you're going to have a war in that North Division, if you will, every week.
Finally, let's zero in on the Swampscott Classical game Saturday noon right here on msonewsports.com. and I saw Classical and Swampscott last week, and Swampscott is going to be without their running back Isaiah Bascom in the game on Saturday. Classical with just a couple of minor injuries, I guess, but I think everyone's back and ready to play for the most part for the Rams on Saturday.
Well, I think the first thing when you talk about Swampscott, you talk about Sean Larisi. He's a returning senior. He was all Northeastern Conference last year, and Colin Ferry, the quarterback, who's, I think, I saw him in the scrimmage earlier this season, who I think's vastly improved, throwing the ball much better. Those two guys have to have a big game to contend with Classical, because I think Classical is very athletic. I think they run a little of a mix like the Gloucester. They run a double reverse in the backfield where you have to stay at home. They run a little bit of that Gloucester run and shoot type offense, and I have a little bit of size. I quickly went by him the other day and saw him practicing. They're working real hard, and they're very hungry, and I think they believe they could have won the ball game last week.
Oh, no doubt. All right, John, good talking with you, and we'll catch up with you next week.
We'll see you Saturday.
All right. There's John Squires. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.